The Thursday Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. This free program has helped farmers resolve disputes outside of court since 1987. For more info, visit MichiganMediates.org. Biostimulants growing in popularity and losses for the grain markets on Wednesday. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Michigan Ag Today. Farmers across the Midwest are taking a closer look at biostimulants, a fast-growing tool in modern agriculture that promises stronger crops, better stress tolerance, and improved yields. But experts say these products work best when growers understand how and when to use them. Here's Greg Allen.
Drew Harmon, technical agronomist with Valent Biosciences, says there are a few things all growers should know.
Number one would be how to have success with a biostimulant, using the right biostimulant for one, but then there's also a optimized window. Just like anything else in the industry, there's a right place, a right time, right product. You need to use the right product to solve the problem. You need to use the appropriate rate. And then most importantly, you need to use the appropriate timing to get the best bang or the most use out of that product. We call that the optimization window. It's a window of time within a plant's life cycle that will provide you with the greatest impact or the greatest result.
Harmon says that working with trusted experts ensures that farmers choose products with proven science behind them instead of chasing labels or buzzwords. And with tighter margins, unpredictable weather, and rising input costs, farmers don't have room for uncertainty.
One of the key things I think our most growers need to understand is that not every biostimulant is created equal, and there are some really good resources out there that they can use to help navigate and quiet the noise. Some of the great ones would be the Fertilizer Institute is a good third-party vetting tool to help figure out which companies can be trusted partners. And then from an educational standpoint, the Biological Products Industry Alliance, BPIA, wonderful wealth of knowledge there. And then for example, Valent Biosciences as well. There's a wealth of knowledge at valentbiosciences.com. It's growers as well as growers' advisors can educate themselves.
For more on this story, log on to MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
When it comes to their customers, Seed Genetics Direct can be a little nosy. They want to know where you live, your farm's geography and soil type, and even your environmental challenges. After all, Seed Genetics Direct uses more than 40 company-owned and third-party research locations throughout Indiana and Ohio to test their corn and soybean lineups. And with that many research locations, there's at least one similar to your farm that will help Seed Genetics Direct guide you on the path to growing success. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Drier weather trying to come together over Michigan here the rest of this week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at your forecast update. Arctic high pressure sitting right on top of us here as we move through this afternoon and evening. That's going to be, well, first of all, very cold. The coldest core of any air mass sits right under its surface high. So that's one thing. So it's chilly, but we're also seeing this calm the winds down a little bit. And so lake effect is not as big of a story here this afternoon and evening. Minor disturbance moving through the Lake Superior, Southern Ontario area overnight tonight into tomorrow. That probably drags clouds across the UP and into northern parts of lower Michigan. Maybe a few flurries, but I'm not looking at a big precipitation event here. We get into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Looking for a mix of clouds and sunshine. There is a clipper that's trying to race out of the northern plains and into Iowa, but it dies as it gets to the eastern corn belt. So I think we see more clouds this Sunday than Saturday, but not necessarily a large batch of precipitation. Next week starts with high pressure sitting right on top of us for Monday into early Tuesday morning. System coming through the upper Midwest and Great Lakes for Tuesday into Wednesday. That's going to bring some snow with accumulation. And then we follow that up with a drier finish to the week. Thursday is cold and dry. Friday, a few more clouds around. Moisture setting up a little farther to the south. Though for the weekend of the 13th and 14th, we're seeing a big surge of warm air off to the southwest. Doesn't take control right away, but I think Sunday the 14th, we actually see big rains across a large part of the Great Lakes. I'm Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
Dairy Dew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best Dairy Dew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from Dairy Dew.
Looking to upgrade your existing machinery with the latest technology? Then ask any Burnups equipment dealer in Michigan and Indiana about Ag Leader, the pioneer in precision agriculture. From harvesting, managing, planting, steering, and sinking, Ag Leader offers a variety of precision farming products to improve your farm's productivity and efficiency across every season. Contact Burnups Equipment, your local Ag Leader dealer, at 269-273-3253 to learn more.
It's time for markets on Michigan Ag Today. Final numbers from Wednesday trade coming in just moments. Right now, market analysis. Let's head to Chicago. That's where we find Tom Fritz, EFG Group. He spoke yesterday with Andy Eubank.
Markets lower throughout the trading session, initially led down by corn. Then the weak side leader became the bean market. But let's start, Tom, with the corn market. March contract hits 450. That seems to be a bit of a brick wall, and we went lower from there.
Well, you know, it was interesting. Yesterday's trade was all about, as far as I'm concerned, was all about Russian saber rattling, you know, threatening Ukraine with, shutting them out of Black Sea shipping. Also making the statement that any vessel shipping on the Black Sea that is a friend of Ukraine, you're fair game to go after. Today, what happened? Well, yesterday there was a five-hour meeting between U.S. and Russian negotiators. In fact, I think Mr. Putin may have been involved. And so we look at today's trade, and I have to think, well, maybe cooler heads have prevailed. Enough with the idle threats. So, but at least that's what the price action is trying to tell me, the market's inability to follow through. And then from a technical standpoint, oh, absolutely, 450. You know, we, what was it? Back in November 13th, November 14th, we poked our nose up to 457, and, oh, we retreated so quickly. So here we have yesterday, we traded up to, 51 and a quarter, I believe, 52 and a quarter, and absolutely zero follow-through today.
That's Tom Fritz, EFG Group in Chicago. Market numbers from Wednesday. March corn down 6.5, 443 and a half, 450 and three quarters on the May, down 6 3/4. January beans lost 9, 1115 and three quarters, 9.5 lower on the March, 1125 and a half. March wheat off 2 3/4, 538 and a quarter. In livestock, February live cattle up $1.10, 221.90. And February lean hogs up 82 cents, finishing at $81 even. Follow the markets today at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Michigan Ag Today.